are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're the judge right now is just letting that Ariel Castro have it. And that's what we need to see. For some of you that listen to the show delayed, I'm sorry if you already heard all this news, but for those of you who are listening to the show live, Ariel Castro, the kidnapper of Gina DeJesus, Michelle Knight, and Amanda Berry, had just gone off for about 5 to 10 minutes on how he's a victim. You know, alcohol is an addiction. Well, he has an addiction. And he's not an immoral person. He, is sick. But not all the sex, in fact, most of the sex that happened in the house, Ariel Castro claimed, was consensual.
Really?
All right. And that Michelle Knight had asked him for help. And asked him for that ride home, that original fateful night, and that triggered this. So you already start to see the blame. Blaming this, blaming that, blaming this, blaming that. So the judge right now, and hopefully by after the break, Judge Michael J. Russo in Cuyahoga County Court, hopefully we'll have his final sentence, although from what we understand, once Ariel took the plea deal, it's life without parole plus 1,000 years. I don't think because he took the plea deal he's going to get the chair like most people want. But the judge is saying the conditions were inhumane. Ariel Castro had said, I never tortured anybody. Nobody was tortured. They were fine. He's saying that, and I guess he had sexual abuse. The judge is saying, no, just because he had issues of sexual abuse, that doesn't absolve him either. All right. And so basically everything that Castro was saying, he is just poking every hole in it. And it looks like he's moving like lightning. I'm sorry we don't have live feed for you to listen to, but it looks like he's really letting him have it. He also is saying that Ariel Castro has extreme narcissism. All right. And, you know, when we talk about narcissists, some of you will say, oh, I'm a narcissist. All right. Well, be careful. But basically, narcissist is, kind of, we laymen look at it as kind of being full of yourself, right? You know, like I have a narcissistic image, you know, like your poop doesn't stink. And, in medical terms or psychological terms, it's a little different. You know, it's a personality disorder. It's one of the main personality disorders, which really shouldn't make you, by the way, a sex offender by the means or a rapist. But it's where you have this infatuation with power, with prestige, all right? Egocentrism type of thing. And a narcissist's personality disorder unchecked could be scary, right? We think about Napoleon. We think about, although Napoleon got his own complex, the Napoleon complex. Yeah, who saw that one coming? But, we'll probably be dissecting the psychology behind Ariel Castro. For now, my psychological diagnosis of him is one sick duck. That's it. If he was sitting in front of me, all right, I don't know if I'd put narcissism. I wouldn't know if I'd put porn addiction, sex addiction, victim of abuse. I would probably say one sick duck. Yeah, and that's what I would probably put. No offense to the ducks out there, okay? And I'll let you know hopefully after the break. Judge is still letting him have it, so as soon as we know what he's going to sentence Ariel Castro to. But I thought with the plea deal, it was supposed to be life in prison and then jail for 1,000 years on top of that, which to me is still too light. Way too light. But do you see how the immediate change of, it was consensual. I mean, are you kidding me? These ladies liked it? Consensual? Is this guy completely messed up in the head? You know, one of the stories we were talking about is how the San Diego mayor, who is being accused of sexual harassment, is now blaming the city for not training him and not training him on how to not sexually harass. So it's now the city's fault that he licked somebody's face or is being accused of sexual harassment. Are you kidding me? What is going on with the blame? Now, by the way, what's been happening now is Ariel Castro is continually interrupting the judge and he's arguing with the judge. The attorneys for Castro are just kind of sitting there going, oh my gosh, how did I get into this one? The prosecution is looking like, are you kidding me? Just give this guy the chair. So that's what I'm seeing right now. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So other stories we're going to talk about. Apparently, there is a new diet that helps you lose weight. So you guys are going to love this one. It's called the breath diet. And it takes 5 minutes away, or 5 minutes a day. And apparently, doing breathing exercises can actually cause weight loss. And I believe it was found in Japan by somebody who was doing it for back pain. And we'll talk about that because many of us are looking for easy, quick type of, super easy, quick type of workouts. A breathing workout. Fine by me. I like to breathe. Computers and phones will soon predict our wants and desires. Apparently, by going through our emails and calendars. Do you want your computers and phones to anticipate what you're thinking and what you want? Kind of funny, because imagine if I got hold of an Obama phone, right, and just put it up to my face. You think you could figure out what I want? I'd like Obama to leave office, please. Yeah, that would be funny. I think I would be scared. I would not want an Obama phone, because if an Obama phone could read what we want, then it'll get back to Washington where, you know what, these people don't like Obama. No, they don't like Obamacare. That's what we picked up. No, I don't want computers and phones being that smart. Thank you. No, I'll pass. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Coming from Midas Resources, July 30th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $13.2530. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.7330, $6.8665 for a half ounce, or $3.4332 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.7330, $6.8665, and $3.4332.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
people are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So they've come up with a yoga for men. Sorry, guys. It's called Broga. Listen, manly men can still do yoga. Okay, now I know I'm usually never caught in a yoga room either. It's because I'm, you know, very clumsy and I'm afraid I'll fart, you know, when you relax too much. And I just don't do well in yoga classes. I never have. But this is the reality, guys. Okay. The reality is, the type of exercise we used to do when we were younger, you know, me running in the snow and running uphill and trying to run backwards and being as physically fit as I used to be, we're now getting middle age and a lot of us can't work out like we used to, the football, the basketball, all the workouts we used to do. And the older you get, we're starting to realize that as our joints are crumbling in front of us, we got to do more muscle strengthening. So as a doctor, yoga is at the top of my list to recommend to people. Now, it's easier to say than do. I could very easily go, well, you should work out more, Bob. So I want you to do some yoga. That's your prescription. All right, on a prescription pad, Bob, go do some yoga. And he's like, thank you, Dr. Dahlia. I'll go get my leotard. Thank you. Yeah. And then he never comes back. Well, I guess other people are kind of realizing that they're really not getting the men into the yoga. So broga classes, according to Fox News, are popping up throughout the country. They say, here we are here to exercise. We're here to feel good. There's no chanting. There's nothing kind of overt about it. I didn't know. Do you chant in yoga? I really got to go to some yoga classes just to see. That's according to Ryan Farrell, a broga instructor at Aerial Fitness in Riverhead, New York. You're exercising with a bunch of other guys. It's all cool. Broga combines core strengthening, muscle toning, and cardio with exercises meant to improve flexibility. Guys, no, this is no joke. It's called broga. Come on. Listen. Okay. You know what? If you have bad back, if you have bad knees and hip, how are you going to exercise? None of this sitting on the couch anymore. You're going to have to, you know what? Yoga for men. Give it a try, guys. Come on. All right. They say if you tell a guy with a straight leg, reach down and touch your toes, they can only make it mid-thigh, maybe, and they're done. A lot of guys tend to focus on upper body, then they'll stretch their arms, but their back carries a lot of tension. Now, he's got a point. Weightlifting was very easy for me. I used to weightlift in middle school. I started weightlifting in middle school, but then I stopped because I didn't like the upper body strength I was getting because it didn't look as feminine. I was starting to get some real big shoulders, and I probably shouldn't have stopped. Because weightlifting was one of my favorite sports. And I was good at it. I could bench press my weight easy. I was very comfortable doing that. But I think it's because women know how to distribute that weight. Right? And I mean, I used my hips. I used my pelvis. I used my thighs. I mean, I was just squirming all over the place. But I got that weight up. Men, I noticed they're a little bit more weaker in the legs. Now, Sean Fender weighs in. He says, after attending his first broga class, he says, I'm a big fan. He's 22 years old. He says, I never sweated this much in yoga class. I've never had the burn quite as much in the quads and in the core. He's right. You're going to burn. He says, sometimes it may be intimidating with the girls in there that could bend into a pretzel. You're sitting there like, okay, just trying to keep my back straight. And like most traditional yoga classes, broga is a great way for guys to de-stress and relax. They say to find a class near you, go to brogayoga.com. Now, I watched Duck Dynasty. I'm a huge Duck Dynasty fan. There was that one episode where Willie needed to lose some weight, so he went to his wife's yoga class. Now, mind you, he did look ridiculous. But did you see how much he sweat? Did you see the pits? He was working out the sweat. And they really didn't make fun of yoga in that Duck Dynasty scene. Okay, what they did, though, was kind of weird, but, you know, they were in this, you know, birth delivering position, and then all of a sudden the father kind of walks in, Phil, kind of looking at him like, oh, boy, yeah, what's this crazy stuff? But, I mean, it is a good workout, but here's my thing, okay, whether you do broga, yoga, or if you want to just call it man stretching, okay, it's really probably one of the best ways to work out, because you're able to still do it even with a bad knee and a bad hip, or if you're trying to prevent bad knees and bad hips. A lot of us back in the 80s screwed ourselves up. We were younger. It was no pain, no gain. We didn't care if we were running on asphalt. We don't care if we were skiing black diamonds. I screwed up a lot of joints, to the point that I cannot go back and do what I need to do if I want to be as fit as I want to. So I've had to start to go now more towards the stretching, more towards the Pilates. And I got to tell you, they're good workouts. And it's really not that girly. Okay? It's, I know, bro. Listen, just, I don't know. Come on, truckers. You know, it's something. Look, you guys are sitting in your trucks out there, right? There's got to be some stretch, some Kegel, something you guys could do. You know, I watch Deadliest Catch a lot, and one of the captains, I get the season finale just played, And it stinks. I really didn't get to watch it in full like I wanted to. But one of the captains, the guy whose brother took over, and then the brother started to fish when he told him no. You know, he's kind of the nice guy. Remember where everybody's supposed to shave their heads, and the Greenhorn didn't want to, and so the guy had a fit? Well, that captain I kind of like. I think he's a good captain. He knows what he's doing, and he knows his medicine. Well, he apparently, I think, had been sitting 18 hours straight up in the captain's chair, had to go down and take a nap. Now, one of the things that afflicts truckers, which looks like also afflicts captains of boats, is the chronic sitting. Chronic sitting leads to early death. So there's got to be something that could be done to keep you guys active if you can't sit there and do cardio. Now, I talk to you truckers a lot on the Truckers Forum, truckersforum.net, when you ask for advice about exercising, and many of you already give the advice that I don't have to. They go, why don't you pull over the rig and then just get out and, you know, run around it a few times, you know, get the blood flowing so you don't get a blood clot, get the circulation moving so you could kind of rock and roll, and then get your butt out of the seat, then get back into the seat. That's great. But the thing is I get you. If I had a job to do and if I had to make the, you know, the load, deadline at a certain time, getting out of the truck and then restarting it. No. And then also, you know, once you're driving, you don't want to stop. Yeah, I do that too. Like if I'm ever highway driving, I want to stop as little as possible. So I get that. But, the unhealthiness that happens when you're forced to do a job where you're sitting, pretty scary stuff. So my recommendation is to be as active as you can, even if it's stretching. And if you could learn how to stretch while sitting, kegeling, succulent in the stomach, doing pec bumps or pec shakes, anything like that that keeps the circulation moving, I think it'll help, and it's four. So just learn the yoga. Now, this is an interesting study. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, with this breathing. Okay, diet. All right. Apparently, former actor Mickey Raisuke claims to have lost, I think, 40 pounds and 5 inches from his waist in 7 weeks by following his long breath diet. Mr. Raisuke, 55 years old, claims that followers of the diet just have to spend 2 minutes a day concentrating on taking long breaths and then exhaling aggressively. The dieting guru said he invented the diet by mistake while practicing breathing techniques in an attempt to reduce his pain. While he was practicing his breathing techniques, you're right, you can fart. I forgot about that. But you know what? Then do it in the privacy of your own home. I mean, think about it. Okay, so if you breathe in, and then you breathe out. I mean, if you exhale like that, first of all, I think that's good. Farting is very good for your abdominal health, you know, making you poop. But just do it in the privacy of your own home. Anyway, he claims that people who practice his breathing technique for 2 to 5 days a minute will see rapid benefits. All right, two ways to do this. You tense the buttocks while standing with 1 foot in front of the body and placing most of the body's weight on the back foot. In this position, the dieter is encouraged to inhale for 3 seconds while lifting their arms above their head. See, the reason why I lose a lot of weight with arm lifting is because it lifts up the breasts, and that's a lot of weight there. Then you breathe out while tensing all the muscles in your buttocks for 7 seconds. The other way is to tighten the buttocks and place one hand on their stomach and the other on the bottom of the back. Inhale for 3 seconds. All right, just watch the video. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big super hug and super kisses to Don. He makes the show rock. As well as all of you out there for tuning in and listening. Thank you so, so much. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. So I guess the Smithsonian wants Trayvon Martin's blood-stained hoodie. Did you guys hear about that? The Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History director Lonnie Bunch wants the hoodie that Trayvon Martin wore when he was fatally shot. He says that the sweatshirt has become a symbol of U.S. race relations in the age of Obama. He says it became the symbolic way to talk the Trayvon Martin case. It's rare that you get one artifact that really becomes the symbol, according to Lonnie Bunch, who told the Washington Post. because it's such a symbol, it would allow you to talk about race in the age of Obama. He says the dark gray sweatshirt would enhance the museum's collection, enabling curators to ask the bigger questions prompted by the case. Are we in a post-racial age? He says this trial says no. Boy, I don't know. I'm not really sure what qualifies for the Smithsonian, okay? If it's a historical piece, like, for example, if the glove in the O.J. Simpson trial is considered a historical piece, you know, because it represents the 90s, the O.J. Simpson trial, then I get that. The Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman trial was very significant in the early part of the 2010s. So I get that. You know, other things in the Smithsonian is Archie Bunker's chair, Seinfeld's puffy shirt. I guess it qualifies. I guess it qualifies. It's sad to have a hoodie with a gunshot wound from somebody who died in the Smithsonian. I think it would be a very, very sad, solemn part. But are we idolizing somebody that maybe isn't an idol? And I know somebody could say the same, well, what about Seinfeld? I mean, Seinfeld's not an idol, and his shirt, his puffy shirt, gets to be in the Smithsonian. But, I mean, was Trayvon Martin a symbol of civil rights, and his death was an assassination? I mean, is that what the Smithsonian is wanting to do? Where this was a boy who was assassinated, representing civil rights and black youth. If that's what they're going to do, I don't know if the Smithsonian could do that if there's not a consensus that Trayvon Martin was a hero. But then again, like I said, the argument stands. Archie Bunker wasn't a hero. You know, Seinfeld wasn't a hero. They were iconic. I believe Julia Child, there are recipes, like handwritten kitchen, chicken scratch recipes that Julia Child had in the Smithsonian. Julia Child, again, she was iconic. But again, it's, you know, what makes this case, again, which is the same thing we've been talking about and what's going to continue to be debated, is was this a case of somebody who was assassinated and, you know, he represents honest to good black innocent youth that is being persecuted by non-blacks in the community? Is that who Trayvon Martin represents? Or does he represent somebody who jumped on somebody else, got himself into a fight, the other person got himself into a fight, got scared, shot him, and it was a scuffle or a walking into somebody else's neighborhood gone bad? I think half the country will say Trayvon Martin should be idolized. The other half of the country should say, well, wait a second. Is that really the definition of an idol? We have so many other people out there that are white, Hispanic, black youth can idolize. You know, many people have argued with me on my, my adoration of Michael Jackson and his career. Okay, I understand about the cases and the pedophile cases. I understand that. And I'm not exonerating Michael Jackson from that by any means. No. You know, but I believe Michael Jackson is an icon and is somebody that the music industry could still idolize, even though the end of his life was definitely not the high point of his career, just like Elvis, just like Marilyn Monroe. And unfortunately, you know, their peak was years before the end came, obviously. But Michael Jackson, for example, to have music that spans multiple decades where multiple generations could appreciate. He was very, very talented at his prime. All right, very talented. He could sing. This guy could always sing. He could dance. He could move. He knew how to capture a dressing style that could be iconic. Michael Jackson was the 80s, and the 80s was Michael Jackson. Somebody like that, I can completely see as an icon. But again, do we tell our youth to idolize him, in the light of, you had the cases of the pedophiles or people coming out saying he abused me, it definitely mars the iconic image that many of us had before that news broke. But, I don't know where this goes. Martin Luther King, an idol. I mean, Martin Luther King, what he stood for. And it's a shame his life was taken from him. I mean, if you asked me anybody I would have loved to meet and be able to sit down and talk to, oh my gosh, Martin Luther King, hands down. Ronald Reagan, hands down. There are certain people out there that, I just wish that, they were still with us. And it's a shame. Trayvon Martin, young, in his youth, in his prime, died. Not too sure what's going on. Not too sure what everyone's talking about with, gang tattoos possibly having been removed and history of drug use and all that other stuff. I don't know, and I don't want his reputation marred. When somebody dies, all right, I think they should rest in peace. But unfortunately, if you have groups that want him idolized, then other groups are going to want to come into play to mar that and say, well, look, why are we idolizing this? I mean, we want, our youth to idolize, people that I guess were, I get idols. So it's a shame because I really want Trayvon Martin to rest in peace. And I feel like it's not going to happen. And there's going to be lots of discussions. I don't want to know what was on Trayvon Martin's phone. I don't want to know about his past. I don't want to know. The case is over. Let him rest in peace. All right. Let's make sure we teach our youth about and teach all of us that trespassing, possibly getting into a scuffle with somebody who could be armed, right, may not end well. Teach people how to be aware. Teach people now not to get in a situation where somebody could think they're at the wrong place at the wrong time. All right, and these are things we should learn from this case, but I think we should let him rest in peace, let George Zimmerman go on with his life. I don't know about this with getting the Smithsonian involved with something that's so sad, like a hoodie with blood on it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
All right, gosh, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ariel Castro must pay $100,000 plus costs of the courts, the hearing, the sentencing. Ariel Castro gets life in prison plus 1,000 years, no parole. Sentence is commensurate with the harm, according to the judge. This was after Ariel had pleaded with the court that the sex was consensual, right? Yeah. No contact with the survivors. He can't send letters. He can't have contact with his daughter. He can't get in touch with the daughter because she was a victim. This was the daughter with Amanda Berry. So he's being stood now. He's in handcuffs. I'm sure people outside the courtroom are cheering. This guy is one sicko. And I'm glad he's being put away. They say no parole. I'm not sure what's going to happen to him in jail. Many of us think it's going to probably be similar to what he put those women through, Michelle Knight, Gina DeJesus, and Amanda Berry. But he is not supposed to have contact with his daughter ever. Poor thing, that girl needs to grow up knowing he was her father. Apparently the judge says there is no place in this world for Castro, giving him life prison, 1,000 years, and no parole. Man. Then he says they prevailed. You thought you dominated them, but they prevailed. Not, okay. Justice. I'm fine with that. Are you all fine with that? I'm good with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess what I'm not fine with, because they're right, is 98% of drivers don't fully understand most of our dashboard warning lights. Now, I gotta include, I got the oil. I got the battery. I got that. But then there's always something that looks kind of like weird, and I don't know if it's supposed to be a spark plug or whatever. Well, a new British survey out of LiveScience.com says 98% of drivers do not fully understand the most common dashboard warning lights, such as tire pressure, engine emission, fog light indicators, according to Independent Online. They say important safety warnings were as baffling as ordinary status indicators. Almost half of the respondents, 48%, could not identify their brake warning light, and more than one-third, 35%, didn't recognize their airbag warning lights. They say car manufacturers must shoulder some of the blame. They said in this survey, some cars have a weird array of buzzers, lights, and other warnings. Mercedes-Benz E-Class stands out for having a whopping 41 different dashboard lights. They say cars have become so complex that the majority of drivers don't understand what all the common warning or information lights on a car dashboard mean. I need a car to tell me how far away a bathroom is so I know if I should take a pee. That would be great if the car could tell me. You know how there's a study out now saying cell phones, smartphones are going to be able to figure out what our cravings, what our desires are, what our needs are. I need a car to go, you know what, I know you think you could hold it, but lady, you can't. The next rest stop isn't for another 50 miles. And you're going to be coming up on a border stop, or there's some traffic issues, so you're not going to make it. That's what I need. All right, all these other gadgets to make the dash look all cool and sexy? No. No. They say, let me see here. As in-car technology becomes more advanced, the more in-car gadgets and symbols that support everything from satellite navigation system, heating, and cooling options. Then the problem is exaggerated by the fact that many warning light symbols are specific to a manufacturer or even model. That's right. Now, I know what an engine looks like. But engines are different now in these cars. Are you noticing that? You know, I wanted to pop up the hood and show my kids how to check the oil, how to do a couple things with the spark plugs. Look like there's all these casings now. You know, I had to, I had to charge a battery. I don't know how many men try to help me get the casing off the plus and the minus so I could, you know, it was ridiculous. These cars are getting too sleek, too chic. For those of us that like cars, can you please, you know, go back to what a real under the hood should look like? I like the smell of it. I like the way they look it. Yeah. Now, they say it costs motorists much more when they have to get the cars repaired. They say drivers who got the issue fixed immediately paid an average of $129, but those who kept driving for 14 days paid over $300 on average for repairs. Where did they go? Gosh, anytime I have to go in for a repair, I'm hearing it's in the thousands. So, They say if a warning light symbol lights up, just stop in a safe place. Keep your vehicle manual handy so you can easily check what the symbol means. Oh, man, those vehicle manuals. These suckers are bigger than an encyclopedia. Do you guys notice that? Oh, my gosh. I mean, whatever. Just keep it simple. And that's the problem. Things aren't simple anymore. So I get that. I don't feel stupid at all. I really don't. I don't think I know what the hell is going on with my car anymore, and it's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So computers and phones will act like electronic personal assistants pretty soon. So they get to know you over time. They learn you. Which kind of makes me nervous. I don't want anybody studying me. None of this artificial intelligence type stuff. But they say computers and phones will be able to anticipate your every desire. The gadgets will go through our emails or calendar, track where you are before making a suggestion that might be useful to you. Then it'll effectively become an electronic personal assistant. All right? It'll know when you should get coffee, where you should get it from. I get that. I think they have the ability to learn. All right? You know, I need something that'll remind me that my period's coming, to be honest. The problem is now that I'm going through that perimenopausal stage, I think the phone will blow up trying to figure out what the hell is going on. They're going to go, dee-choo-choo-choo-choo, and then all the smoke will come out. I also want to know what will happen if we get an Obama phone. If they figure out that we really don't like Obamacare, right, or Obama, I wonder, you know, if the phone would just, you know, shut off. Say, never mind, we're going to find a liberal. You don't deserve us. So I don't know, that'll be kind of interesting to see. All right, so they say, according to the New York Times, this is going to be just the beginning where if they think you're going to be going, let's say if your phone thinks you're going to be going to New York City for Christmas break, it'll already tell you, look, this is the weather, so you need to get an umbrella, you need to do this, you need to plan this for your travel time. Pretty cool stuff. Now, most of us could do that anyway. We go to weather.com or, I mean, on our phones now, it tells the weather. So, I mean, but by the way, my problem is it's not correct. I can't tell you how my little weather button on my, what's it called on your, yeah, just weather, my little weather app on my iPhone was wrong. It said Vegas was supposed to be sunny, and then we had 5 days of rain. I get my weather from Fox 5 News because, it's a lot more accurate than my iPhone. So you got to be careful with that. But I guess, still cool stuff. That's what's happening. For diabetics, high blood pressure patients, that's going to be really good. I'm excited about that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, they're saying more and more and more people are getting diabetes. This article out of MedPage Today says New Yorkers, 11% have diabetes. 1 in 9 adults just living in the Big Apple has diabetes. Now, some of you will say, well, Dahlia, what's the big deal? You know, that's better than the national average of having diabetes. But think about it. If New Yorkers walk a lot, right? Okay, if even in New York you have a huge diabetes issue, then those of us that drive to work, we're screwed. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down, hang me down, in a little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down, hang me down, in a little white church.
Hang me down, in a little white church.
Hang me down, in a little white church.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Yeah.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.